Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Isn't that awesome that we have a God who healed us, loved us, did all of this for us? Awesome. And you know, one of the best things, Jesus said he wouldn't leave us comfortless. He had sinned the Holy Spirit. And he says, it's actually better for you that I send the Holy Spirit than for me to stay. That's what we've been talking about this week. I've been talking about the importance of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. And I've had a number of people come to me and say that, man, they had never seen it this way. Or some people have said that 20 or 30 years ago, they were filled with the Spirit. And they used to pray in tongues. And they used to be more sensitive and expect the power of the Holy Spirit in their life. And they've just gotten away from it. And you know, a lot of that's because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. And if you don't hear the Word speak it, you don't have faith for it. And so I think that this has been really beneficial. It's stirred people up this week. I think it's going to make a huge difference in your life. And actually, praise God, isn't that great? The Holy Spirit, I believe, is going to make a difference. And actually, I've just gotten you to a place to where we could really start teaching some good things. We've got everybody on the same page, recognizing how important it is and desiring it, understanding speaking in tongues, understanding that that's like a switch that you can flip that will start the supernatural in your life. And we've really just gotten everybody to a place to where right now we could just teach forever on how to flow in the gifts of the Spirit, how to hear the voice of God, what are the different gifts of the Spirit, how to hone them. You have to practice the gifts of the Spirit. And I know that to some people this sounds abnormal because, well, if it's really God, well, then it ought to just flow without me having to practice or get better. But, you know, it's not that the Holy Spirit is practicing. You are practicing listening. And here's a news flash for some of you. This will come as a total shock to some people. But when you are having the Holy Spirit flow through you, it's never 100% pure Holy Spirit. It comes through you. And it flows through you, through your thoughts and through your flesh. And as you grow in the Lord, you get better and better at getting out of the way. But you know what? None of us are pure Holy Spirit. None of us are manifesting Him as perfectly as we should. And so as you start operating in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you're going to find out that you can do it and there will be flesh in it. There will be wrong things in it. And one of the ways that you get better and better is when you step out and stick your flesh into it and realize that you got a word from God, but you made a paragraph out of it. You all of a sudden learn that, whoops, you know what? I should have left well enough alone. I remember one time in Cleveland, Tennessee, I was flowing in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and I was calling things out. And there was people up here and we'd been laying hands on them. And there was people laying on the floor out under the power of the Holy Spirit and good things were happening. And anyway, as I was ministering, I said, somebody here has a problem with food. And I said, it's not that you're allergic to it, it's that you haven't eaten. I said, somebody here's been over a week without eating. And I said, who is that? And nobody responded. And so I started encouraging them. I said, I know you're here. Maybe, and I started trying to guess maybe what this meant. And maybe this and maybe that. And anyway, the pastor of the church finally came up to me and he said, would you just shut up? You said what God told you to say. Now quit. And you know what? I accepted it. And it turned out that the Lord had shown him the moment I said that, that this one lady who was laying on the floor was the person that I was talking about. And he had gone up and talked to her and said, what's the deal? What has happened with you? And she says, I haven't been able to eat in weeks. I haven't had any money. And God had put it on his heart to give her a certain amount of money. And that's how the Holy Spirit was flowing. And see, I said everything just right. But then you get into the flesh trying to make it work and make things happen. And you just don't do things perfectly. You have to grow and learn in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And when I pastored churches, one of the things that I taught the people is that you aren't pure Holy Spirit. And that you can make a mistake. And this is the reason that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 it says that you may all prophesy one by one so that you can be edified and the others sit by and judge. And I told the people, I said, now look, don't be afraid. When God gives you something and you feel that God has given you something, get bold and start speaking out and saying things. And I said, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to judge it. That's what the scripture said to do. And if I think that you're wrong, I'll say so. If I think you're right, I'll say so. If I think you've added to it, we'll sit there. And I said, nobody's pure Holy Spirit. You just are saying the best you know how. And so that gave people freedom to start practicing operating in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we had a lot of miracles happen. I mean, a lot of miracles, a lot of good things happened because people felt safe and they didn't feel like they had to be perfect. See, this hinders a lot of people from operating in the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, if I was to have that attitude, I would never stand up and minister. I would never call out a healing. I would never flow in the gifts of the Spirit. I'd never say anything because I've never done anything perfectly in my life. But the way that, you know, I was talking to Oral Roberts, and one of the questions that came to him, people said, how do you deal with people who come to be healed and don't get healed and they die? What do you tell their families? And Oral Roberts says, there is no good way to handle that. He says, that's terrible. And he says, that's one of the worst things that he had ever experienced. And he had often thought of quitting the ministry because so many people depended upon him for healing. And he didn't see every person healed. And the ones who weren't healed bothered him so much, he had often thought of quitting the ministry. And the Lord spoke to him and he says, and what would you do? And he really had nowhere to go. This was his whole life. And he says, I couldn't quit. And the Lord finally spoke to him and he says, you keep preaching the gospel, and if one person gets healed, that's one person that wouldn't have been healed. And that's the way you've got to look at it. You know, and I sit there and I'm sensitive that we've seen, I don't know, maybe 100 or 200 people miraculously healed. Supernatural things happen. But you know, there's been people that have come here that didn't get what they were looking for. And if I was to focus on the people that haven't received, and because of that say, well, I'm just not going to talk about this anymore, what would have happened to the hundreds of people that have been set free this week, but that I have prayed for and that we have encouraged and our prayer partners have ministered for? You know, I don't understand everything. I believe that if Jesus was here, he would see better results than what I've got. If you haven't seen the things that you need, I'll accept responsibility that, you know what, I am not operating in the power of the Holy Spirit as good as I should or as good as I'm going to. But I'm operating in it to the best I can, and it's better than it used to be, and we're seeing awesome results. And I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep going. I'm seeing miracles. I'm seeing things that are beyond my ability. And see, you can be intimidated because you think, well, I'm saying, thus saith the Lord, it's got to be perfect. God's never had anybody qualified working for him yet. You aren't going to be the first one. And so to operate in the gifts, you've got to start practicing and getting out there and doing things. Because of this, people in our churches were free. And we had a lot of gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I would sit there and compliment people. Every once in a while, I'd say, you know what? You were right up until this point. What you were saying was motivated by the Holy Spirit. But then you just took a word and made a paragraph out of it. And you should have stopped here. And this is when you started saying things on your own. And people didn't take offense at that. Instead, it made them feel secure. And yet, we don't encourage these kind of things as a whole in the body of Christ, because I can guarantee you, if you encourage it, somebody is going to get up and do something weird and say something carnal. And rather than deal with it, let's just stop all of that. And, you know, it's like a child. If you tell them that you've got to ride this bike perfectly, and if you wobble or falter one time, you can't ride a bike. If you were to tell kids that, nobody would ever ride a bike. You got to encourage them and know that you're going to make a mistake. When you have a baby, you're going to have to change a diaper sometime or another. And you know what? There are going to be problems. And when you start talking about people having the power of God in them and that they can hear from God and that they can flow in the Spirit, I can guarantee you there's going to be some messes. There are going to be some problems. But we've got to encourage it and we've got to start. And we've got to provide an environment where you aren't persecuted and criticized and told that you're of the devil because you make a mistake. You know, I had a guy one time that was very critical of me, and a lady in his church was listening to me and really getting a lot of good, and she wasn't using wisdom because she was going back and saying, he's right and you're wrong and you ought to listen to him. Boy, that's just like waving a red flag in front of a bull. You shouldn't do things like that. But this is the way she was approaching her pastor. So he was offended, and she was making him listen to some of my tapes, and he was listening, looking for a problem. And you know what? If you are listening to me looking for a mistake, I probably have something for you. Amen? I'm just not going to do everything right. And anyway, he listened to my tape, and on a tape I may have quoted 100 scriptures, and I gave a wrong reference. Like this morning, I said 1 Chronicles 16:9. It turned out it was 2 Chronicles 16:9. I saw Carol put it up on the screen. And because I gave the wrong address for a scripture, he stopped the tape and he says, see, this guy's of the devil. He misquoted scripture. And you know, if you think that way, that you've got to be just perfect, well, then you might as well not ever listen to anybody, because it's always going to have some flesh in it. God doesn't control me. He inspires me, but by the time it gets through my brain and through my Texas accent, it just comes out me. And you have to be able to recognize it can be inspired of God and yet not necessarily be 100% correct. And when you operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it'll help you to understand that, yes, it can be God inspiring you, but you've got to be able to check it. You've got to be able to balance it.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come out and participate in one of our Gospel Truth Seminars. I know sometimes people who listen on the radio think, well, I've already heard what you've got to say, but it's just totally different when you get into a meeting and we develop an atmosphere of faith and we have Bible college students and people there praying. We see a lot of miracles happen. And I go out an hour before every service. I'm usually one of the last ones to leave. There's a lot of ministry that takes place. And I tell you, it would be a tremendous blessing to you. It's quite different than just our radio programs. So check our listings and come visit us at one of our Gospel Truth Seminars.